Ray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for your time tonight. It's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too. No problem.
So, new music from you always feels like it's a bit of a moment, but this is a very, very special moment. Talk to me about Love.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm just so happy that this is the first single that we chose, because I really love the message, and I love the sound of the record. It has like such a mix of everything that I really love sonically. I mean, it came out a little bit earlier than I thought.
Any particular reason why?
I'm really excited about it. Well, I mean, it just started leaking the other day, so we just got ahead of it and put it out. But I'm really excited about it.
Do you know what? That's brilliant, because I think that, you know, for a lot of artists, especially those artists of your stature, they can bury their head in the sand and pretend that it didn't happen. But the fact that you're going, this has happened, but now you can have it properly, that's big.
Yeah, thank you. I think so, too. I mean, and, you know, with social media, it goes everywhere before you could even say, like, oh, no, it didn't, you know? So, yeah.
So, musically, I think, do you know what? This feels like classic Lana Del Rey to me. But you have been working with some really very, very interesting people. Definitely. It feels like, you know, you've worked with Benny Blanco on this particular one, and it feels like he's got into a Lana Del Rey headspace.
That's true. I think that's kind of true. I don't know. I guess with the last two records, like Honeymoon and Ultraviolence, I definitely was in a place where I wanted to hear mood music, almost stuff that just I would kind of like to listen to at home with, you know, stuff I recorded live in a room with a band, like all at once. But then I guess, like, now that I'm a couple years down the line away from like the Ultraviolence record, I think I had more I wanted to say, and I wanted it to come through a little bit more clearly. So it was fun to get back into that really big, like, clean sound. So yeah, it's been cool making this record. Benny's awesome. Emil, he's friends with Emil Haney, who did all that kind of like additional production on Born to Die. So they definitely helped kind of like add that bigger sound to this single.
Yeah, definitely. It's the return of the cinematic Lana Del Rey. It's in full Technicolor as well.
Yeah.
Now, is this taken from a forthcoming album? Is this kind of a little warning shot for what there is to come?
It is, yeah. There is a record, and this is a good representation of where it's headed, where the sound is headed.
Brilliant. Well, I can't wait to hear more, and thank you so much for not only letting us get a hold of this in an official capacity, but also letting us play it tonight on BBC Radio 1.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'm really glad that you like it.
When you're over in the UK, we definitely have to have a proper sit down and a proper chat. We need to pick your brains on the way that you do things. It's very interesting.
I would love to tell you. I'd love to tell you everything, so let's definitely do that.
100%. Lana Del Rey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now.